And do you have a certain name for your closet? The little room off to the bedroom that you hang your clothes in?
Well, we usually call them clothes closets.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a built-in closet, you might have a...
wardrobe.
And the room at the top of a house, just under the roof, what'd you call that?
Attic.
Okay. And how about the room that you might cook in?
Kitchen.
And the little room off the kitchen where you store the canned goods and the extra dishes?
Pantry.
Any other name that you might call it? Is there any other name that you might call it? Okay. And what about the, say you're going to throw away a lot of things to the trash man. What would you call that?
Garbage.
Well, say if it wasn't garbage, say if it was more in the form of dry things. An example might be old clothes or something like that. What would you call that? Or perhaps furniture that's not any good anymore. What would you call that?
Well, the most I speak of is trash that was carried out as...
All right. Any other names that you could think of that you might know? Okay. And what about a room where you might use to store odds and ends? Did you have a special name for that?
Well, most of those things were stored in the attic back in days gone by. It was used largely as a storage room.
Uh-huh.
And it was the attic that was used largely for that purpose.
And you call that a what, sir? Storage?
Yes, a storage room.
Uh-huh. You say your wife wasn't able to do much housework because she wasn't in
the latter years. She was... the last 2 years of her life.
Say, do you have a lady that comes in here and...
It's the house, the hotel furnishes the maids.
And what would you say when she had come in and cleaned? Do you have a special name for that when she comes in every morning?
The only name we have for her is the maid. She's a servant.
Well, what does she do, though?
She changes the bed linen, the towels, and if there's any trash in the waste paper basket, she removes that.
Mm-hmm.
And she dusts the furniture and makes a general cleanup of the...
What does she sweep with when she comes in?
Comes in with a... What do you call those things you run around?
Okay, a vacuum, you mean?
A vacuum cleaner.
Well, what about something she might use with her hands? Say, to clean up the bathroom.
She uses a dusting rag.
Or
she uses that because that's better than a feather duster. So she uses a rag for dusting off the furniture, cleaning the furniture.
Well, what about downstairs in the foyer? Have you ever seen them using something that just requires using your hands and just sweeping with it? They might be pushing it sometimes and getting all the dust into a dustpan with it.
Well, sometimes they use mops on the...
All right, say it wasn't a mop, though. It was made out of straw at the end?
It was made out of cotton mops. It was made out of cotton material. And it would be used, for instance, if there was a cement border around this room, she'd use it on that cement border. Like in the bathroom there where the floor is cement floor, she uses a cotton mop made of cotton material.
Say she stored the mop in a corner and the door is open. Where would you say the mop was in relation to the door? So this was the mop and this was the door. Do you have an expression for that?
No. Only if she, of course she comes in and when she finishes the room here, she takes the mop with her and stores it in possibly a closet in the kitchen.
So what would you say if the closet door was closed and the mop was behind it? Do you have an expression for that?
It doesn't happen here.
Okay.